State senators unanimously passed a bill that would pay those wrongfully convicted in Idaho tens of thousands of dollars for each year they spent in prison. James Dawson reports.
Idaho is one of 15 states in the country where those wrongfully convicted aren't compensated for the time they spent in prison. Four people in Idaho would be eligible under the bill, including Christopher Tapp, who was recently exonerated for the murder of Angie Dodge in Idaho Falls in 1996. Tapp was in his early 20s when he was wrongfully convicted. Republican Senator Doug Ricks, who's sponsoring the bill, says he spent those years of his life growing his family and his career, something he says was taken away from Tapp.
It's hard to go back and give those years back to somebody, but we can do what we do as a government and provide some compensation to help out.
A similar bill from Ricks passed the legislature nearly unanimously last year, but was vetoed by Governor Brad Little. Most of those issues have been removed from the proposal. It now goes to the House for consideration. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.